6 hour news. I'm John Scott. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the GOP-led Congress will be ushering in a new day in America.
Republicans in the House and Senate have a mandate. It's true. It was a decisive win across the nation. The American people want us to implement and deliver that America First agenda.
Speaker Johnson earlier today on the steps of the Capitol. President-elect Donald Trump will nominate former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee as ambassador to Israel. Trump said that Huckabee is a staunch defender of Israel, and his intended nomination comes as Mr. Trump promising to align U.S. foreign policy more closely with Israel's interest as it wages wars against Hamas in Gaza and Hezbollah in Lebanon. Also at SRNNews.com, the Biden administration says Israel has made good but limited progress in increasing the flow of humanitarian aid to Gaza, and therefore will not limit arms transfers to Israel as it had threatened to a month ago if the situation had not improved. A judge blocking a Louisiana law requiring classrooms to display the Ten Commandments.
The judge said the law is unconstitutional on its face, and plaintiffs are likely to win their case with claims that the law violates the First Amendment. Opponents say the law is a violation of the separation of church and state, and that the poster-sized display of the Ten Commandments would isolate students. Advocates, meanwhile, say the measure isn't just religious, but the commandments also have historical significance in the foundation of U.S. law. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A Massachusetts Air National Guard member pleading guilty to leaking highly classified military documents about the war in Ukraine will be sentenced today in a Boston federal courtroom. 22-year-old Jack Teixeira will be sentenced. This is SRN News. Pro-lifers need cash.
While the victory of President Trump cheered the pro-life community, the election cycle itself illustrated a big problem. The pro-abortion side has a lot more money to spend. With billionaires such as Bill Gates and George Soros funding pro-abortion candidates and campaigns, pro-life groups found themselves being outspent 5, 10, or 15 times to 1, especially in states where voters had to consider abortion referendums. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court considering whether a law that legislators adopted more than a decade before the Civil War actually bans abortion and can still be enforced. Attorneys representing Democratic Attorney General Josh Call and Republican Prosecutor Joel Yermansky are on opposite sides of the case. Call filed a lawsuit challenging the ban in 2022, arguing it was too old to enforce. This is SRN News. South Korea's president is taking up golf again with a single purpose in mind.
South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol dusting off his golf clubs to forge a bond with President-elect Donald Trump, who's an avid golfer. A senior Yoon official speaking on condition of anonymity says, "Our president has to hit a ball properly to get conversations going with Trump." Local media says Yoon went to a Seoul golf course over the weekend. Meanwhile, last week, Yoon and Trump discussed strengthening cooperation. Since Trump's election, his America First approach has raised concerns it could negatively affect the U.S. defense commitment to South Korea and hurt trade interests in various ways, including increased tariffs. I'm Julie Walker.
Haiti's main airport remains closed today after gangs shot a landing airplane. The U.N. estimating that gangs control 85% of the capital, Port-au-Prince. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.